Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. 99TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw. And Fred McCrary, Freddie Mac Show. They put brand new song, man.
As you see, the fight song.
Let's go.
From Mississippi State.
Hail State.
Yeah, we get set for football season. We've been talking college football. Of course, we're going to talk some NFL. And we'll talk some officiating, too, because we're involved with it as well. And why people should get involved with it.
There's some great associations around here to get you started.
So, yeah. Talk about it, because a lot of people don't wonder, well, how do I get started? And you got to realize the people that you see on Saturday afternoons and Sunday afternoons,
they make huge sacrifices.
They really have worked hard.
They really work hard all during the week. And a lot of sacrifices. They got to leave their families. You know, they got to travel. And like for me, I have kids in high school that I miss their games. And it's tough. So yeah. they put their all into officiating, folks. People don't really realize that. There's a lot of sacrifice in it.
Yeah.
And trust me, they want to get it right. That ultimately, because we're a team out there as well.
Yeah.
And we want the best for everybody.
And you take pride in what you're doing.
Absolutely.
You're taking pride in.
And you want to get it right for the fans.
Somebody wanted to get involved with it. Somebody wanted to get involved with officiating right now. Which way would you suggest for them to go?
I think you should definitely get involved with associations around here. They have a lot of great associations. I came up through Capital City Club.
Okay.
They have Atlanta Area Football Officials Association. Marcus Woods is a good contact with him. And they teach you well. They teach you right. I'm so glad I went through high school first.
You didn't feel that way? Like, I played this game at the highest level.
That's what people
think.
I know
football. I shouldn't have to go back and do this. But talk about that and you getting started.
And I do know football probably better than most of those guys. But they get the experience. You got to see. You need reps, you know, to become a great official. You just can't. People think it's easy until they get out. But and I got a newfound respect for officials. I'm telling you.
How were you as a player with the ref?
I was so tough on them. You know? I was so tough on them. I'm going to report you. I'm going to do all these things. But you know what? Those guys are good. I'm telling you, folks, like, being official, it takes a lot of sacrifice. Like I said, you got to have a lot of guts, too. You know, you got to know what you're doing. You got to study. You got to know the rules. You got to be in the right position. And it's tough.
How do you keep things in line of a team, especially if you're coaching a high school game? It's a big rivalry. And these guys, maybe you see some little nastiness coming along, because that happens in a big rivalry game. How do you step
nip it in the bud early.
Yep.
You nip it in the bud early. You say, you let both teams know, hey, we're in control. We're not having that today. You know, so control that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and a lot of people go for the youth ball, and that's a way to get in too. But man,
parents can be pretty tough in those games. Man, I'm telling you, parents, they think they're in the Super Bowl. Yeah, but really they're not.
No,
and they gotta understand, like, a lot of those guys are experienced too, but everybody's prone to human error. It's just how it is. Pee Wee League. To the NFL, it don't matter. Everybody prone to making a mistake here from time to time. You know,
yeah.
Try not to repeat the same mistakes, but it happens. It's football.
Those folks with Pop Warner, man, that baby, you can make that wrong call, and that baby not going to get that D1 scholarship. And, you know, they're going to blame it on you.
They blame it on the referees. It's just how it goes, man. A thankless job is what we have. We have a thankless job.
It is a thankful job, but it's very
thankless job.
Thankless, but I mean, but also we got to have you. We can't have
right.
A game.
And listen, people got to realize we're trained to do it the correct way, but human error just happens sometimes. You know, we have the best trainers in the world that teach us, you know, be in the right position, where to be, what to look for. We have the best guys in the nation. So, but it's in high school, it's different. You know, you got to understand it's a new guy coming in. You're trying to train a guy. Then when those lights come on, it's some pressure on you. You know, it's some pressure to perform.
Yeah.
You know, should I call or should I not? What's a foul? What's not a foul? It's a bunch of, was that enough holding or was it not?
Yeah.
So it's a lot goes into it, and people need to have a little bit more leniency on officials, I'm telling you.
Are you seeing more and more guys like yourself who played the game at the highest level getting into officiating? I know somebody we know that was played for the Falcons that we know here in the area, Big Bob Whitfield. We know Big Whit is out there, and he's officiating the high school game.
Hey.
And you can't get him to come up and do college games.
I'm trying to get him to move up. He was like, no, I don't want that pressure. He don't like the pressure of college football. It's a lot of pressure on you. People don't realize that. It's tough. It's a lot of pressure on you in high school. It's a lot of pressure in Pop Warner because you want to get it right.
But you know what, though? You should pressure. And that's the thing I think about somebody like yourself and Whit. You guys who played the game at the highest level, how are you guys getting pressure wearing the stripes?
Well, I don't know. For us, it's still an amount of pressure because we're a team. You know, I want to perform well for the other guys, and they want to perform well for me, and they want to perform. We all want to perform well for the fans. You know, for both teams. More importantly, you know, you want to get it right.
Yeah, yeah. It's coming this season. Any of you been sitting on the fence thinking about getting into officiating? Or what'd you think about
it's
officiating?
Fun.
You can give us a call and join the conversation at 404-741-0929 or follow us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. Sam Crenshaw and Fred McQuarrie here talking a little officiating and talking. There's some other guys that played in the league, I think, who are going to be NFL officials.
Nate Jones. Yeah, Nate Jones is one of my buddies. He moved up. He was in the Pac-12. And I forget the other guy's name. Both of those guys played in the league for quite a bit of time, like 6-7 years.
Okay. Okay.
And it's good for the game.
Yeah.
Get former players back into the game, you know?
Yeah.
It'll help out.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. As we get set to head for camp, of course, camp opens next week in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com will be your place for all of the very best coverage of things with camp with the Atlanta Falcons. You'll see stories, you'll see photos, you'll see interviews, and so much more on our website at 92.9thegame.com. Don't forget to follow us also on our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at 92.9thegame, at 92.9thegame. When you think about camp and going to camp, what some things that come to mind for you, Fred?
Excitement. Like you excited about it. Like you're saying, man, this is the time.
Yeah.
It's time to get a little sore, and you're like, your toenails pop off and your fingers hurt and your toes hurt and your back hurt. Everything hurts. And you look forward to it, actually, you know.
Yeah.
But it wears on you, and you know you're getting into football shape.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
People don't realize it's shape, then it's football shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's heat, man.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, a lot of the players have had the last few weeks kind of free. To get some time off and rest and rejuvenate. And
which they need.
Everybody needs that.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs that. Get away from some vacation time. Plug in with some family members and people that love you, that really love you, regardless of if you win or lose.
Right.
And be with some of those folks before you go and get down to work.
My trip used to be to the Bahamas, Paradise Island, every year before camp.
Yeah.
I was like, I used to take the family down the Paradise Island, say, you know, it's time. When I come back home, it's time.
You know what I'm saying?
It's time to go.
Yeah. It is that time. It's that time the players and the coaches get up. And for us, it's a great season. A lot of anticipation for the Falcons this season. And you know, we know what this team is capable of doing if everyone is healthy. And that's the thing we look at. Drafted offensive line. Obviously, that's a priority with this football team going into camp. And Fred, your thoughts about what you hope to see for this team this year?
I got high expectations for them. I think they're going to do well. Even though we got a tough schedule, we just got to take them one at a time. And more importantly, we got to stay healthy. You know, we got to stay healthy and keep those guys on the field. And if they can do that, I'm telling you, I can see a deep run for the Falcons.
Yeah, we watch it. That's what we want to see happen. Like you said, you got some people coming back on the defensive side.
Yeah.
We want them to be healthy and come back. We know that's what happened last year. Had some injuries in there. That really really kind of did the team. I won't say did the team in, but it's really tough to overcome that early in the season.
It is. It's when you gel with, when you building and building and you gelling, everybody's not like the Patriots. You can't just plug and play all the time, you know. So it makes it tough. You got, you know, two of your Pro Bowlers out. It's tough, man, to replace those guys. I know we got, you know, serviceable backups, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Leadership gone, you know. So it all plays a big role in it.
Yep.
Health. People don't understand how important staying healthy is. Yep. They talking about regular 18 regular season games. No way.
Yeah, we're talking about that this week. We got Jeff from Athens wants to talk a little football officiating. Jeff, good morning. Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm over in Athens and really enjoying the conversation this morning. And I tell you, it is – I'm a high school football official in the Northeast Georgia Association out of Athens, and it truly is a kind of a thankless job. But we don't really look at it that way. You know, we feel like we're giving back to the community. And I'll be entering my third year this fall as a high school football official, and, you know, such a bond with the crew and, you know, the entire association. And I absolutely love it.
Fantastic, fantastic, Jeff. You work with the same groups each week, or are you learning different guys? What got you started? What made you decide to go ahead and do it?
Yeah, pretty much we're on the same crew, but, you know, we also have to work middle school, junior varsity, so that's when it kind of gets mixed up. And then sometimes they pull us out of our association to help another association, and we kind of have a mixed crew, but a lot of times we're working with the same guys. There's about 140 members in our association working a lot of games around Northeast Georgia. But as far as what got me involved, it was kind of like what you guys are doing on the radio this morning. You're kind of talking it up. I had a buddy that had been an official for a while, and he said, hey, would you like to do this? And it's like, wow, I've never considered it. But, yeah, I'll go to a meeting and see, and I did, and I like what I heard. So it's about getting the word out there. And it I tell you, it's enlightening, and I agree with what's been said this morning. It's something, you know, until you stand in our shoes, you just don't understand the pressure. But, you know, it's reps, like what was also said this morning. Yeah. But I love it. I absolutely love it, though.
It's a sacrifice. I keep telling you, it's a sacrifice.
You do those things. Jeff, thanks so much for sharing with us, and have a great season, all right?
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks for calling, Jeff.
All right, that is Jeff. And now he echoed the same sentiment. People think until they put those shoes on that you're out there on the field.
Till you get inside those lines, don't knock it. It's tough. I'm telling you, it's tough. But fun. It's so much fun.
It is. A big, big part of the game that we have to have. We'll talk more about it as we go along and take more of your calls if you'd like when we continue with this. Coming up next, we're going to get up with Deshaun Tate. Talk about some basketball. He's at the basketball event trying to find the next Zion Williamson. We're going to see if he found him yet. He comes up next. Here on the Game Day Sunday morning on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw, Weekend Mornings, got former Falcons fullback Fred McCreary in-house. We have a great conversation this morning. We've been talking some football. We've been talking some officiating, which is a big, big, big with football. And we're hoping to talk a little basketball with Deshaun Tate if he joins us here in this next segment of our program. By the way, Atlanta United plays here later on today. They're way out west playing in Seattle against the Seattle Sounders. Pre-game at 3:15, kick at 3:55. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore will be on the call. That's coming up later today here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Fred, I don't know how closely you followed the NBA comings and goings in the last couple of weeks. It has been simply mind-boggling.
Of course.
The players who are changing teams, the dollar figures that were floating through the sky. And just this week now, when you thought everything had calmed down, Russell Westbrook gets moved out to Houston. Chris Paul to OKC. You're going to put he and James Harden back together.
Yep.
Now in Houston. Does that make Houston a contender? And, you know, my thing is this. You know, what are we seeing here? Now, I read something that Michael Lee, buddy of mine who writes, covers the NBA, and he calls it this era the start of the nomadic era of the superstar in the NBA. And the fact that can you expect guys to be at a place and stay there for very long the way they're setting things up,
right?
they control their own destinies and move. I want to play with this guy over here. I want to play with this. I want to play with my friend. Or we both have the same agent, so we want to be on this team. And you got people going places you wouldn't expect them to see. Would you expect Kevin Durant to decide to sign a deal, although he can't play this year?
The Nets, man.
Not
all teams.
The Nets? Yeah, I mean, but what are we looking at here?
Big markets. That's a bigger market.
Still the Nets, man.
Nets was pretty good last year.
Nets ain't beat nobody since Dr. J played for them. come on.
Yeah, they had won too much, but they got Kyrie. Right. And Kyrie, too. So, and maybe things are changing around. They got two stars pretty much on every team. Like, you know, they got LeBron and
Anthony Davis.
And Anthony Davis. They got Kawhi and Paul George.
So, you know, I do like this better than the three guys, where we feel like we got these three guys and we're going to make sure we win. At least there's, to me, you got to earn it and you got to have.
So who's the favorite this year?
People want to say the Clippers. I don't know if it's the Clippers. I just feel strange even saying the Clippers winning anything. You know, that's just it.
They got Kawhi.
But that's the thing.
But what about the Lakers?
Nah, they ain't going to win.
They'll be interesting.
They'll be interesting.
Right.
And I think that's what people want. They want the Lakers to be.
Golden State?
Oh, Golden State will be there. I mean, you know, we know who they're missing, you know. But
Durant's gone. They got their bench.
You know, but they got Klay. They don't have Klay. You know, because he's gonna be coming back from that ACL.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but you still got Steph, you still got Draymond, you still got some star power on those teams. So that's the thing. The West right now in the NBA is so stacked and loaded. And we're not even mentioning teams like Denver, you know, who I think is a very good team.
Yeah, yeah.
Utah,
Indiana.
That one. We ain't talking Portland, who had a great point guard. He's got the great Indiana's backcourt.
East, right? Yeah.
Indiana's neat, but Portland got those great guards. We talk about them, and people thinking, will
parity maybe is coming.
Will New Orleans be good enough? Will Zion? Will those guys go out and be good enough to make it in the eighth spot? We don't know.
Wow.
So the West has got a lot of things happening. The East right now, though, and we were talking before about the Hawks, and should the Hawks try to make the playoffs
Absolutely.
Or try to get the ping pong balls again? You know, and the reason I'm saying that because if Kawhi had stayed. In Toronto,
right.
Well, now you're talking about your defending champions in the East.
Right.
He didn't stay. Now, they're still going to be good. They won't be as good as Milwaukee. You know, but Milwaukee, theoretically, should be the team that's ready to run away
with.
What
about Boston?
Okay. I don't know what they're doing
for
size. Yeah, they got some. Kimba's big for that team. I think losing Al Horford is big for that team. And I'm trying to figure out how Al Horford fits into Philadelphia. That just sounds strange in that situation. But
they keep all those pieces together. I think he'll fit quite well.
You can go down there. And of course, you know, some people with Butler's gone. He's gone down to Miami. They're thinking Chris Paul may eventually end up down there with him. So you got some teams in the East with some talent that has moved around. You know, it could be Indiana could be a force.
I like Indiana.
They're a really good team there. So, I'm just saying, can we make the A spot? I'm just thinking –
Absolutely we can.
You think?
I think we can. Why not? We're young and up and coming, dude. I'm telling you. I think we can – eighth seed, I think we can be higher than that, honestly.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know. I didn't mention the Nets. The Nets will obviously be a playoff team. I don't know if they're good enough to win the East because Durant ain't playing,
yeah.
But that's the thing. I'm watching this, and with all
Maybe
this play
Milwaukee
around –
Milwaukee probably be the favorite –
I would think so.
Milwaukee probably the favorite.
I would think they would definitely be the favorite. You know, Greek Freak is no joke.
Yeah.
That dude can play.
Yeah, he can play.
We'll see that. Toronto.
Got good guys around him, too.
Toronto, they really do. He's got a great team around him. Toronto will still be a team to be reckoned with in the East. Philadelphia, obviously, and Boston. To me, I think those are still your top four. But what happens after that remains to be seen.
The Hawks, I'm telling you.
The Hawks. The Hawks.
Yes.
We don't need any more ping pong balls.
Man, listen. Ping pong balls get you fired.
No, they won't. No, the ping pong balls.
You have too many ping pong balls.
The ping pong balls won't
get
you
fired. I mean, you're
picking last. No, that won't be mean. That won't mean you're going to be last. It just means you finish in a spot where you're going to have a better chance of getting a high pick. We don't know.
And why is that? Because you keep losing.
Well, to lose as many. We do want to see improvement now. I don't want to see him play poorly. And plus, you know, they work hard.
This is a business, Sam. You know that. It's a business.
It is.
You want to win.
It is.
Winning keeps your job. Losing gets you fired.
we're building something here with the Atlanta Hawks, and it's been exciting, first of all, to see a team, you know, make the moves, be involved on draft nights, wheeling and dealing. And I'm so glad they're talking about they're going to change that crazy rule where a guy gets up and wears a hat for a team that he's not going to play for.
Yeah, that was ridiculous, wasn't it?
You know, you got to wait all these days, but everybody knows who's coming. Why? Yeah, you know, what's the reason for that? It makes no sense at all.
It didn't make no sense.
So hopefully that we change that. And guys, when they're announced as being a part of a team, that a trade has been done, right, come over there because it's your draft night. You're only going to do that one time.
Exactly. Don't mess that up.
Your nice suit and everything on, and you're wearing a hat for a team you're not going to play for.
I know. That made no sense.
Why are you going to do that? So that's the thing that we hope, you know, will happen for our Atlanta Hawks basketball team. They've made some really good moves, we think.
Yes.
Got some nice draft picks for the future that they're going to have.
I like what the Hawks are doing. I'm telling you.
I like what we're doing. I like what we're doing. We're just going to see once the season moves around. Yep. You know, now that Toronto's not picked, your defending champion is not going to be that strong. Maybe I'll go back and say, okay, maybe we can get that eight or seven. We'll see.
We'll
see what happens.
We'll come back on and say, Sam, I told you. Sam, I told you. or Fred, I told you, ping pong balls.
I just think we're in a position to do that, and because so many things are already in place. I mean, you always want to get your dynamic point guard and the guy that plays with a lot of flair and flavor. I think we got that guy in Trae Young. You always want that guy who's going to take a shot late in the game, and that was a problem with the Hawks in the past with other teams they had. Late in the game, who's going to take your shot? We know who that guy is. We already got him.
Right.
We don't have to bring him from anywhere else. This guy will look for the ball in the last seconds. Where's the giving, you know? And that's what this team missed in its last incarnation that was really successful. You still missed that guy to take that shot, you know, at the end of the basketball game. And that guy's already here. Now, what else do we get to go along with him and build it up? I think we got some excitement with the draft picks. Some guys are going to play some great defense. You got Hunter. Coming out of Virginia, that guy's a stopper.
Yes, he is.
You know,
long.
I mean, yeah, long guy. Kind of maybe remind us a little bit of kind of a Damari Carroll type player.
Got a little attitude. A little attitude on defense.
You want that.
Absolutely.
You want that. So, I mean, I like what we're doing with our team for basketball. It has been an amazing week to see some of the players going places that you never thought they'd go. You know, players that you thought would go certain places. Like Kawhi. Kawhi faked me out. I thought for sure he would stay in Toronto.
No.
I thought he would stay in Toronto.
No, I knew he was leaving out of
you
Toronto.
You thought he was leaving?
Yes, I knew.
How? Why?
I thought he was going to go to L.A. But
you thought he was going to the Lakers?
To the Lakers, right. He went to L.A. Clippers, but.
Why would he want to go there?
The big three. You know, you thought. But Kawhi want his own shine.
Yeah,
he
does. That's
he
want
his own team.
That's the thing.
Yeah. So it's good for L.A. I know that much. It's good for L.A.
How much? Well, I mean, you know
that rivalry really.
Well, now the Clippers
back up.
Now the Clippers ticket is going to be expensive. You used to be able to pay a lot for a Lakers ticket. You can get in the Clippers anytime, right?
Not anymore.
Two for one. Now, man, that Clippers ticket is going to be just as hard to get as a Lakers ticket.
That's a good thing. Good for sports.
Yeah. It's bad for us.
You wonder why those guys make all that money?
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah. It's bad for us though because we're gonna have to stay up in the middle of the night to watch him.
That's all right.
They don't tip off the 10 o'clock, 10:30, man.
You gotta get up in the morning. Huh?
That's the thing. That's the thing. But that's what we look forward to for this NBA season. I was looking forward to the off season even a little more so than the NBA finals. Okay, it's Golden State, Toronto. Whoever wins it. I want to get to see these players moving around all over the place. I wanted to see it, and it didn't disappoint me.
It was. It's a lot of movement. A lot of money being handed out.
How about that?
Man, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not mad at those guys. Get every dime you can get. Get every dime you can get.
Yep, because, while you're in that window and while you have that period of time to do it.
When it's over, it's over.
Yeah. Coming back with one more segment, Fred McCrary with the Freddie Mac Show. Sun rising nice outside here outside of CQ Studios, outside on this Sunday morning. Here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw, Fred McCrary. Well, we head up to the top of the hour. Best of Dukes and Bell coming up then with you. It's a beautiful Sunday outside. Good-looking Braves on the road in San Diego looking to wrap up that series against the Padres. They get the win in 10 last night, 7-5 final score. Got Mike Soroka on the mound. More about that in just a little bit. We were trying to reach DeShawn Tate earlier to talk a little basketball with us. He joins us now on the WadeFord.com hotline. DeShawn, good morning to you.
Brother Crenshaw, top of the morning to you, sir.
You know, always good catching up. Fred and I was in here talking a little about basketball and about the NBA, what's happening. You're in an event right now where you may be finding the next Zion Williamson, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd go that far. But the Nike EYBL Peace Jam, which is the championships of the Nike circuit for AAU, we've got Team Why Not in the championship game today at 2 o'clock here in North Augusta, South Carolina, which is Russell Westbrook's team, and then MoCan Elite in the championship game as well. Former team of AAU team of Trae Young. The last time they won the championship was the year that Trae Young won the championship. Wow. So it's going to be some interesting basketball. We'll see.
Should be. Always a great display when that event takes place. You watch that game with a little bit of a different eye, DeShawn, when you watch that now, considering that the one and done will soon go. And we're talking about guys who will measure up, be ready to step off the high school court into a college pro, well, off the college court into the NBA. No, off the high school court into the NBA.
Not really. I don't really watch it too much differently, honestly. I mean, it's more so, you know, because these are really guys that are going into their senior years of high school. So they've still got a good 2 years. There's so much development in between times, so much growing physically, mentally, and even within the game itself from a skill standpoint, too. So, you know, but you've got some really good players, you know, in this thing. But I can't say that I watch it really too much differently, but I will say that for the college level, I think, it's something that I just kind of keep a close eye on guys and see how they can contribute, see what kind of systems that they can, you know, or what teams that they're considering on the collegiate level and maybe how they can fit into those different systems and what's the best fit for them. It is the live period right now, so you have coaches from all across the country right now, you know, from, you know, mid majors to low majors, high majors, Power Five conferences, things like that. They're all here in North Augusta, South Carolina right now. So it's exciting to see these kids getting up and down during this showcase, trying to show that their skills a little bit so they can maybe hopefully land at one of those top programs.
Yeah, spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with DeShawn Tate. Of course, he follows everything basketball for us here at Sports Radio 929 The Game. Follow him on Twitter at Tate's Take Sports. All right, you mentioned Russell Westbrook. So since you brought him up, I haven't talked to you since all the madness went on with him last week. Thoughts about that and what comes up, what other fallout do you expect to happen from that, and what happens to Chris Paul?
Yeah, I don't know. It's you know, the funny thing is you know, we've seen Chris Paul in an OKC jersey before, back when the Hurricane Katrina thing happened. So, you know, just thinking about that, he already knows kind of what they have to offer, but I would imagine that he's being on the tail end of his career, that he wants to play, certainly play for a contender. You know, I'm sitting here looking at the roster for the Houston Rockets and just thinking about it, where you have guys like Clint Capella, Kenneth Faried, Nene. These are guys that are going to be surely making their money, doing a lot of the rebounding, that, you know, shots that won't be made from Westbrook, between Westbrook and Harden, you know, but you have a situation, I think, where there's going to be some questionable chemistry a little bit between Harden and Westbrook, regardless of the fact that they've played together previously at Oklahoma City already. There's no pure point guard, I don't think, on this roster outside of Austin Rivers, and I think that could potentially propose a little bit of a problem. But, you know, I still don't think that adding Russell Westbrook to this roster, you know, I don't think that makes it a full, you know, foregone conclusion of them getting better in the postseason and advancing, you know, past a certain point that they already haven't gotten past. I don't think so anyway. When you look at the West and how competitive that is, where you have, you know, the Lakers, the Clippers, two L.A. teams, the Nuggets, and obviously the Golden State Warriors, who can forget those guys, and the Portland Trail Blazers as well. So I'm not a big component or advocate of Mike D'Antoni's system and his philosophy. I'm not sure that it works with all the offense, not nearly enough defense that won't win you championships.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning. Deshaun Tatey joins us all the way from wonderful North Augusta, South Carolina. There for the Peach Jam, checking out some of the rising talent there and also giving his thoughts on the NBA and the free agencies and the trades as he has been out at the Summer League for a time. Your last impressions from being out there in the Summer League, other than the fact that the ground moved while you were out there, Deshaun, your last impressions from what you saw while you were out there?
Yeah, that wasn't fun. It's tough to think about anything outside of that earthquake at the time. I would like to see a lot more, it was competitive basketball, but one thing that I would have definitely liked to have seen was, you know, some of the draft picks actually playing in the games. And I understand we have a situation where Cam Reddish had a surgery and Ja Morant had a surgery as well, but, you know, I personally, at least when it comes to this team, I would have liked to see Kevin Huerter play in the Summer League, especially considering the fact that we didn't see him play last year because he was injured. We didn't see Bol Bol. He's one of the biggest question marks in this entire NBA draft. We didn't have the opportunity to see him, and I can understand the Zion Williamson. They want to shut him down after only playing about 9 or 10 minutes, but you know, that was one of the bigger things to me is you got people coming from all across the country to come and check some of these guys out. Put them out there on the floor so we can at least see what they have, at least just a little bit. But certainly, I think probably the person I was the most impressed with is Lonnie Walker from the San Antonio Spurs, who played really well. Anthony Simons from the Portland Trail Blazers played really well as well. And remember this name. I've been talking about this guy for the entire season. Maybe if the Hawks would have held on to their number 17 pick, maybe taking a shot at him, Daniel Gafford out of Arkansas, who's now on the Chicago Bulls roster. This guy's going to be really, really good, kind of in the same mode of a Taj Gibson, a little bit bigger, more athletic than he is, a lot more fierce rebounder. I really like what he brings to the table. He should be really good in his debut season.
Man, a lot of information, Deshaun. Hey, I know you're busy out there in North Augusta.
Sure.
I used to my old stomping ground. I used to live and work out there for a while. Have a wonderful time. Thanks for getting up and sharing some knowledge with us as always on this Sunday morning, man. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. For those who don't know, at Take Sports on the Twitter, TATESTAKE Sports, and per usual, thank you so much, Brother Crenshaw.
All right. Always, Deshaun Tate. Great to have him bringing the basketball knowledge with us. You know, you go out. That's the thing. You know, you go out to something like the Summer League, you want to see those rookies play, and they don't play. And, you know, we see that sometime in preseason. Remember preseason football last year? We weren't seeing a lot of the players that we wanted to play. And, you know,
you save them for the regular season. You have to, because you want to start the regular season off right. You want the guys to be fresh, but you do need some preseason.
You do need some.
Absolutely.
You do need some. You know, and I think that's what we saw last year. I'm curious once we get to preseason football if that repeats itself again.
Probably.
Like last year, because we saw a lot of players being held out.
Yeah.
But you got to get some time out there in order to galvanize,
right?
And get that and get
the,
those and get
camaraderie,
those,
right?
Get those reps together.
Right. And you need those reps. I know practice is different between game reps and practice reps. You know, so practice reps is a fast speed. Game reps are at a whole different another speed. You know, whether even in the preseason.
Yeah.
So it's definitely needed, but how much is needed? Falcons got 5 preseason games this year.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit much. It happens, you know, and.
Well, it's an honor to be picked for the Hall of Fame game.
It is an honor, but, yeah.
It's another game.
It's another game. So, yeah, so 17 weeks, that's 21 weeks.
Yeah, it is. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
We hope you're ready because it's about to get rolling in a few days.
I can't wait. Let's go. Dirty Birds.
Yeah, we're coming back at the top to wrap things up. And turn it over to the best of Dukes of Bale. Freddie Mac, Sam Crenshaw here on Sunday morning, rounding third and headed for home on a game day Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com.
football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.